Okay, once again, welcome everyone, and everyone who's here, Baruch Hashem, and everyone out there. So last time we were together, which was a while ago, so we are on page 12, Siman Gimel. So we talked about in Aleph, the Machaber brought down the Gemara in Bracha Samach on the base, this whole thing that you would say before you go to the bathroom, and the Machaber says, well, we don't do it, and the Mishnah Berurah explained, because we don't assume that we're on the Madrega that have Malachim. That's what the Gemara says. It's a very interesting Gemara. Gemara says that there are two Malachim accompanying you, so you ask them to wait. And you ask them to wait while you go, because this is the derech of Bnei Adam, this is the way humans are, which I assume they don't understand. So again, we don't assume that we're on that madrega that, you know, we could, that we have malachim with us constantly. So again, we got also into a whole discussion about a very big issue of talking or addressing davening to Malachim. We talked about Slichos, Malachi Rachamim, Ashar Se Elyon, that some Poskim even today have an issue with that and change the Lashon, because it's you're davening, you're praying to a Malach, and you're not supposed to daven or address anyone except for Hashem. And we also talked about Shalom Aleichem, right? Some people have an issue with about saying Shalom Aleichem because of saying Barchuni, all those type of things that we say in Shalom Aleichem. Again, we had a separate discussion about Seiskam LeShalom. Even if you do talk to, you're asking them to leave. That doesn't sound so good. So we had that whole discussion about, again, which gets into another issue, again, if you want to expand on it, but we're not going to do that right now, about, I think we mentioned last time, about going when you go to a Beis HaKvaros. So if you can, you could address the mace, the nifter, right, or not, right? The Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't. You should just daven tashem in the schus of the person who's there, but you can't daven to the nifter, but others disagree and say you can. We discussed that a little last time. Now again, we're going to get into some of the, it's very interesting. Now some people are queasy about some of these halachas, and I don't know if we'll do all of them, but all of them are obviously, it's nogei la halacha. Now the Mishnah, the Ber Halacha, before we go further, the Ber Halacha in a base, in Os Beis Yetzanua, brings down from the smack, say from Mrs. Ketanos, that includes snias as a mitzvah d'oraisa, as a mitzvah d'oraisa. So again, we know there's a whole discussion amongst Rishonim, what are the 613 mitzvahs? But again, especially everybody here, we think a snias as a women's issue. It is, but it's a man's issue too. Men have to act with tznius. Reshiva Zeichet Tzadik Baruch Hu was very, very makpid on this. Very makpid. Whether how you dress or how you act. Again, the Rebbetzin, the first Rebbetzin, Allah Hashem, told me once that, I think I mentioned this, that she felt that the Reshiva was matzliach. The Reshiva gave a different reason. But she felt that the Reshiva was matzliach, had a great degree of hatzlacha because of the fact that he never had his picture in the paper, or very rare. And I always noticed that whenever his picture was in the paper, the rare times it was, there was something wrong. Like, you know, they'd say, you know, Rav Henoch Leib was seated with, and they'd say right to left, and it was wrong, it was left to right. And, you know, like, there was, or they spelled Leib was something, right? So again, this was something inculcated within us, the idea of tznius. Now again, it's not just for women, it's for us also. So therefore, it's something we have to bear in mind. Now, again, so we're going to be talking about halachas about going to the bathroom and other things also, like how we sleep at night, you know, which we touched upon a little before. But the Bir Halacha also says that we also have to be careful that if you have to go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom. Now, again, I just want to put this into some historical context. Again, now we have bathrooms. Now, again, there could be a lot of germs in bathrooms that we just went through. But again, bathroom, indoor plumbing, I read once that they said the greatest medical advance in history was indoor plumbing, is indoor plumbing, right? We have to realize that it wasn't that long ago, what, 100 years ago, that there was no indoor plumbing. I mean, there's a lot of places in the world today, there's no, right? There's outhouses and latrines and there's bathroom tissue. They didn't have all this stuff. So again, you have to bear that in mind. So they, we'll see as we go along. So in Beis, the Machaber says, Yetzanu Beis Akisa, when you're in the bathroom, you have to be tzniasnik, even though you'd say, you know, I'm in the bathroom, right? Even the malachim are outside, right? V'lo yegala atzmo atsheyeshev, and you should only uncover yourself when you sit down. And as we'll see, you should also uncover, obviously what you have to uncover, but try to minimize it, as we'll see, that will be a theme here. V'lo yechu shnei anashim, the Ramah adds, two men, anashim, see, we have to be careful about it. We'll see about this a little further. Two men shouldn't go to the bathroom together, biyachad. It's not sniyistik for two men. Gam lo yadav, next page. Gam lo yadavisham. And you shouldn't talk while you're going to the bathroom. Now, this is something I think, again, it's against halacha. But people do that because they're constantly on their phone. I remember they were talking about LBJ. You guys don't remember, you're too young. But there was a president, not LeBron James. He was the president, Lyndon Baines Johnson. And again, I don't think when he was president we knew this, which is always true. But it came out he was like one of the most pressed people. Like he was really, I mean, not having sneers was not even a description for him. He was like a pressed person. And so he would have meetings, I mean, actual meetings when he was, they say, live, when he was in the bathroom. And it's like, but here we see, you shouldn't even, so people today, they talk on the phone, let's say, when, so you see, that's usher. You're not supposed to do that. I mean, besides the fact, I think it's, you know, not nice, you know, people probably tell by the, but whatever, yeah.
He says, go your daughter, Shem, that means in the restroom or while using the restroom?
While using the restroom, right. I don't know if you're hiding out there, like some students do.
You want to wash your hands.
Yeah, that's okay. But it's just while you're taking care of your needs. V'yiskar adgalos be'adav v'yishum snus, and you should close the door. Right, there's a Mishnah in about the Beis HaMikdash like that they had places of kavod, and they say, why was it called the bathroom of kavod? So the answer is because they closed the, somebody, if they closed the door, that means somebody was there, and you knew not to go in there. So again, now it's a very interesting thing because it gives me a flashback. As I mentioned a few times, that I had this course along with two chaverim of mine to interview or speak to Rav Ruderman Zechus Al Gracha, the Rishiva of Baltimore, and he saw about Slabodka. And I remember him telling us a story that he lived at the altar of Slabodka in his house. And again, like this sounds strange to us, but he said the altar was so, just to put everything together, the altar was such a balmus and so attuned to human nature. Again, Ruderman Zechatagro was a young man or a bacher, and he had to go to the bathroom. But it was an outhouse, right? It was out. And also, don't forget, it's Europe. So again, we in California, in Los Angeles, we don't relate to this. It was cold and it was snowy. So the altar detected that he was scared to go out by himself. So the altar went with him. He said he stood outside. And he waited in the cold. He waited in the cold. Now again, two people you can't go, right? You can't go in with him, and that's not sneezing. But the altar accompanied him outside, so he wouldn't be scared. Like an amazing story. So anyways, but again, this is an idea of tzniyus.
So these types of bathrooms that we have that will accommodate more than one person?
Right, that's not a problem because there's dividers between.
But what about urinals that are next to each other?
Yeah, so again, usually we're more makel with that because usually here we're talking about not urinating, but the other thing, number two as they call it. So now, as I intimated before, the Mishnah Berurah brings out women would be allowed to talk or go out together, or because again they have to protect each other. Again, we don't relate to this, but you know, like it was out in the field or out somewhere, and you know, especially for a woman, it wasn't safe. So two men would go together. Okay. Gimel. If you want to rub the anal canal, but sror or kisem with like a piece of wood. Now again, we don't relate to this, or like again a small piece of wood. Leave talk in the cave of, so that it makes it easier for you. Like if you massage that area, to, so you could go to the bathroom, so you could have a bowel movement. Yeshamish kodem sheyeshev v'lo yeshamish akar sheyeshev. So you should do this before. You sit down, and you should not do it once you've sat down. Because it's not good for a person. Now, why am I bringing this up? So I'm bringing it up because there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. I mean, interesting, important Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Hey, which says you should not do a bowel movement while you're standing. So halacha should be seated. Now we're not talking about urinating, but we're talking about a bowel movement standing. So halacha. Doubt, very famous one. Lo yigala atzmo ki im la'acharav. Now, tefach ulefanav tvachayim. That behind you, to allow yourself to relieve yourself, you can uncover yourself a tefach, right? A hand's breadth, 4 inches. And in front, right? Because usually when you're doing a bowel movement, you're going to urinate also, 2 tvachim. But woman just could expose herself from the back, but not from the front, because she doesn't need to be exposed from the front. Now again, the Mishnah Berurah explains because it's tznius. Now again, this is an interesting idea because, again, you're in a bathroom. You know, like I said before, even if you want to say the malachim come with you, they're not in there with you, so nobody's there, right? Except for calling the famous Chazal, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, right? So, right, that's the idea. And the Mishnah Berurah says that very clearly, Mishum Tznius. Right? So we have to realize, as we discussed before, that, again, we have to uncover ourselves because it's a practical reason, right? But again, a person should do so in measure, not just let everything hang out, so to speak, as they used to say. Hey, Im Nifne Memaka Magula, if you're, now again, in those days, this was common practice. If you're going to the bathroom in an open place, she'ein lo mechitzos, that there's no dividers, there's no walls, right? Out in the field. Yichaven sheyu panav ledarom, so your face, you should face south, ve'acharav letzafon, and your back, right, where you're going to be relieving yourself, letzafon to the north, or ibcha, or vice versa. In other words, you should face north, south, south, north. Avol bein mizrach l'marav aser. But you should not face east or west. Why? Because the Shechina is in that direction. So you're going. So it's an amazing thing, right? You're in Los Angeles. Now again, the operative point here is out in the open. You're going out in the open, so it's not covered for the Shechina. It's not respectful for the Shechina, right? So you say the Shechina is in Eretz Yisrael, and you know, like it's thousands of miles away, but no, the Shechina is in the east. So therefore, you should not be relieving yourself in that direction. Right, and the Mishnah Berurah says also, Ashkina Shor B'marav, the Shechina is in the west. So again, it's in those directions that a person should not relieve themselves. Now, again, the important, let's just finish this. But again, a person has to urinate, b'chol inyan shari, it does make a difference which direction you face. Now, the Be'er Halacha brings down that from the Gra, that you shouldn't urinate to the west, because of Shechina, and also you're, exposing yourself. So, okay, but again, now what I want to go back to is this is all if there's no walls, but we usually have bathrooms or some type of divider or something, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses this. It doesn't even have to be a big wall, but any type of wall would be good enough that if you're in some type of enclosed area, enclosure, so then you wouldn't have to worry about this halacha because, again, it wouldn't be a degradation of the Shechina because, again, you have a wall. You have a wall or some divider or whatever you want to call it. Now, very interesting halacha, going away for a second from going to the bathroom. Vav. V'chein asur lishon. Also, it's asur to sleep. Be'im mizrach l'marav. Im ishto imo. That if you're with your wife, so you're not allowed to sleep going from east to west. In other words, that you're, the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it is your head is in one direction and your feet are in the other direction, east-west. Rather, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yechaven she rosha the shalmita, the head of the bed should be latzafon, should be to the north, umagrala seha ladarom. And the feet to the south, right? This way, right? That way. Tzafon, right? The head this way and the feet that way. Now, what gets a little interesting is the Mishnah Berurah brings down a tshuva of Tshuvas Menachem Azariah that he says that based upon the Zohar in Parshas Bamidbar, finishing Sefer Bamidbar this week, Emir Tzashem. So it says the other way, that the head and the feet should be east-west. Should be east-west. That the head of the bed should be the west, and the head of the bed should be the west. That's where the Menachem Azariah comes out. But the Mishnah Berurah says, and then the Artzos Achaim also says, the number of Achronim, that's the Malbim. Right, you all know the Malbim started writing something like the Mishnah Berurah. I have it at home. It's also Chaim, but then he stopped. He didn't get as far as the Mishnah Berurah did. He only did a very small part. But then he brings down a classic that lechachil you should go like the Shulchan Aruch because they bring down from the Gra that again this tshuva from Nachum Azariah was based upon the Zohar. The Gra says no. The Zohar means like the Mechaber. So according to the Mechaber, you should not have your bed east to west, rather north south. But according to Menachem Azariah, the Tshuva Menachem Azariah, and also the Malbim, you could. Now what gets a little more complicated is the Marsham. The Marsham brings down from the Yavetz, who brings down from his father, you know, the Yavetz's father was the Chacham Tzvi. Again, the Chacham Tzvi is one of the few earlier people, I mean, he's not a Rishon, but one of the few people we know what exactly he looked like because one of the Dutch masters painted a picture of the Chacham Tzvi. So we're pretty darn tuned what he looks like, what he looked like. So again, whether these other pictures that we have in the Sukkah, you know, it's not so sure. But again, at least the Chacham Tzvi. So anyways, the Yavetz brings down from the Chacham Tzvi that the Chacham Tzvi went like the Tshuva of Menachem Azariah. So in other words, the plot kind of thickens. In other words, again, so the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber and the Gra all say the bed should not be east to west. But you got the Menachem Azariah and the Malbim and the Yavetz and the Chacham Tzvi and the Marsham, who say that a bed can be east to west. Now, there is one other thing you have to bear in mind. That is sometimes how the room is made. That sometimes so that's why I usually tell people it's better to go like the Mishnah Berurah, not to go east to west. But I know somebody that the room is they bought the house away, and you could see the bedroom. Obviously, you can't have the beds north south. You can't have it. Doesn't work. So then I tell them, okay, so you got people to rely upon, right? Nachum Azariah, the Marsham, the Chacham Tzvi, you know, like. Now again, there is such a thing. Some people are makpid. You should know. Again, we're running a little late here, but you do have to realize some people. You probably heard this are makpid that they shouldn't have the feet of the bed facing the doorway. Right? You ever hear this? Some people are makpid on this because when they take out a nifter from a room, they take them feet first. Some people have a hakpada about this based upon, you know, like, you know, there's certain things we do, you know, because of these things. So some people don't have a bed where facing the feet face the doorway for that reason. Okay, I'm sorry, we're running a little late. Mincha is in 8 minutes.